Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Ahead of the new school year, the Minnesota Department of Health is taking a look at e-cigarette use among Minnesota kids. Commercial tobacco cessation expert Mike Sheldon says kids are starting to use commercial tobacco products at a younger age.
What we have seen, unfortunately, is that kids as young as 12 and sometimes even younger are using these products. And from our latest survey, what we've seen is that up to 30% of Minnesota youth who used an e-cigarette started at age 12 or under.
Sheldon says the My Life, My Quit program offers free tools for teens to help them quit e-cig use. A tragic accident on the North Shore. A 61-year-old man is dead after being swept into Lake Superior by a powerful wave near Lutzen. It happened Tuesday afternoon near Solbakken Resort. Authorities say the man had been sitting by the water when a wave knocked him over and pulled him into the lake. Deputies arrived to find his body floating about 100 feet from shore. Lieutenant Governor and DFL U.S. Senate candidate Peggy Flanagan is continuing her statewide Kitchen Table Conversations tour, meeting Minnesotans face-to-face to hear what matters most to them. She says recurring themes are emerging.
Potential cuts that are coming to Medicaid as well as SNAP. I heard from several farmers who are concerned about the fact that SNAP was, you know, essentially pulled out and the ability of us to be able to get a farm bill across the finish line and how that's impacting, their livelihood.
Flanagan was most recently in southwestern Minnesota. A deadly house fire is under investigation in northern Minnesota. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says a 911 call came in around 2:45 a.m. Wednesday for a structure fire in Outing. During firefighting efforts, responders discovered the bodies of two victims inside the house. In other headlines, a dive team has discovered a submerged car in the Mississippi River near Sartell in central Minnesota. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office says a fisherman spotted it on sonar over the weekend. On Wednesday morning, the Stearns-Benton dive team confirmed the vehicle, believed to be from the 1960s, was half-filled with sediment and remains underwater. Authorities are investigating whether it's connected to a 1967 missing person case out of Benton County. Minnesota's wild rice season opens tomorrow. DNR wildlife lake specialist Ann Geisen says last year's harvest was pretty dismal across the state.
The good news is it is better than last year. There is more rice out there. Harvesters will not have to scour the countryside looking for a place to go.
Minnesota's wild rice season again opens tomorrow and runs through September 30th. This is MNN.